I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Radio Galaxy is a commercial music station based in southern Germany. Following the death of a local teenager in a tragic accident, the station decided to break taboos about death and encourage an open discussion about it. So it organized an unusual contest, which ended yesterday. It asked listeners to come up with the best epitaph for themselves. The winner will receive more than $4,000 toward her own funeral costs. Jens Pfluge is a DJ on Radio Galaxy in Aschaffenburg, Bavaria. He says the station received many entries.
I looked today, there are nearly 800 emails so far, and the people want to talk about it. They don't think it's immoral or that's a stupid game. They thought it's a good thing to talk about death and funeral.
All right, so let's read some of the best ones, and I'll translate them. You give us a few, and I'll see if I can keep up with you.
Okay. Guck nicht so, ich würde jetzt auch lieber am Strand liegen.
All right, that translates as, don't give me that look, I'd rather be at the beach as well.
Okay, the next one would be, ich hab's nicht zu sagen, meine Freundin hat immer das letzte Wort.
I have nothing to say, my girlfriend always has the last word.
Ich bin dann mal weg.
See you later. That's not bad.
And then we have, ich bin ein Star, holt mich hier raus.
I'm a star, get me out of here.
And we have, schon meine Oma sagte immer, wenn es am schönsten wird, sollte man aufhören.
Yeah, I like this one the best. This is, even my grandmother always told me to leave on a high note. Very nice. And what's the winning entry?
The winning entry is a poem. Wer kriecht so spät durch Kraut und Rüben, es ist die Kati, sie will nach drüben. Gehetzt von Arbeit, Erfolg und Pein, kreucht sie mit letzter Kraft nun rein.
And that translates as, who is crawling so late through the cabbage fields? It is Kathy, who wants to get to the other side. Hounded by work, success, and pain, she reaches it with a final effort. That's actually a few lines copped from a poem by Goethe, one of his best-known poems. You like that one?
We liked it because it was a poem. It was something special from herself, and we want something special.
And Miss Katrin Sievert, the winner, how old is she? And just to make sure, she's in good health, right?
Yeah, she's in very good health. She's okay. 43. She has a husband and a boy, so everything is fine.
It's an interesting little contest, and not surprising that it would raise a great deal of interest. You received funds to hold this contest from an undertaker, but now your station, Radio Galaxy, is being sued by the Association of German Undertakers, and you'll have to appear in court next week. What grounds are they suing you on?
They say that our contest is immoral and you cannot do that in Germany. They say it's an unfair competition between the undertakers and our radio station, but we don't make funerals, so there's no competition. We don't understand why they want to take us to court, but we will see what happens next week.
So Jens, final question for you. I mean, given this contest, you must have been thinking about a good epitaph for yourself, but as a radio station employee, you probably couldn't enter. So what would be your epitaph?
Oh my God, I never thought about it. I get so many emails, so many messages every day that I read them and I was thinking of it, but I never thought what could be my last sentence.
Maybe that is your epitaph. I never thought about my last sentence.
Right.
Jens Pfluge, a DJ at Radio Galaxy in Aschaffenburg, Bavaria. Thanks so much.
Thank you.